The Mind Aware, 641.
I'm excited! I mean, like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana Live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hey, hey, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here and that we get to hang out and spend this time together. And thank you for sharing this podcast with other entrepreneurs. It just means the world to me when you tell people about this show. Because you know, just like I know, that when you feel good, you take better action, you build your business more quickly, you have momentum, you show up in the world in a better way. And yeah, I love that you're spreading the news and spreading the love. So thank you for that. So I want to tell you a little story today about a company that's doing things right with a capital R. And I kind of learned about them in a little bit of a back-ended way. And I'll tell you the whole story, what happened. So let me start out by telling the name of the company. The name of the company is Plant Provisions, and you can check them out, especially vegans, listen up, because you're going to love this company. Plantprovisions.co, not .com, plantprovisions.co, and I'll include the link with the show notes. It's kind of a interesting backdoor way that I heard about them because they reached out to me as a customer. We found them some time ago. We were looking for sandwich meat, let's call it, that's vegan, that we can put in our sandwiches, but that wasn't made of wheat gluten. So many, and if you're vegan, you know what I'm talking about. So many of the quote unquote meat alternatives are just based in gluten and they, you know, make you tired, you eat them. And at least us, when we eat gluten, it's not necessarily the best for our bodies. So we are always on the lookout for anything that's not made from gluten. And so this hit our radar and we picked them up and we absolutely love them. We've become completely addicted to them. At this point in time, they've got 3 flavors and we've tried them all. We love them all. We literally, I'm not kidding, eat them every day for lunch. And so obviously we must have come up on their radar because they were reaching out to their client base and booking interviews and giving actual discounts and coupons, like giving a gift card if you do an interview with them. So tip number one from this experience is reach out to your clients. There is almost nothing better you can do for research than to reach out and talk to the people who are already buying from you. And one of the things they said during our interview that I thought was so smart is they didn't just reach out to all their favorite clients, people who are ordering a lot. They also reached out to people who maybe ordered once and they never heard from them again, or you know, ordered consistently and then stopped, or were their favorite clients. So we had a really nice chat. And if you hear nothing else but that tip on this show, you've got a lot of goodness, because that's huge. Reach out to your clients and hear from them, because who better to tell you what's going right with your company, what you could improve or fix with your company. They're more invested in you. So bravo to them for reaching out. We had a really nice chat. So the things that they're doing really, really well in their company is, number one, they have got a fantastic product. It tastes good. It's good for you. It is whole food based, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, but they have a great product. And I think they know it, which is good. And so that's the next tip for this, is fall in love with your product. Remind yourself how awesome your product is. Because this is a company, now Plant Provisions, keep in mind, they started in 2020 in the middle of COVID. And they've grown and they're doing really well. And it's in large part because of their awesome product. Gluten-free, whole food, good tasting, et cetera, et cetera. Number two thing they're doing right is they have amazing customer service. So even before I talked to them on the phone, I had one case where I ordered a shipment and I got it, and some of the packages had not been sealed properly, so they opened up. So I wrote to them and I said, you know, hey, I just want to let you know, looks like this was an issue. These different packages are bad. And I was willing just to go like, you know, whatever, it happens. Everybody has mistakes in business. And they wrote back and they said, you know what, we're going to send you the whole order again on us. No questions asked. We got really busy and we were trying to keep up with demand. And so we hired some people who maybe didn't package it right. So our bad, and I want to help you out. Way above and beyond expectation, like the kind of customer service that you tell other people about and you want to talk about, especially in this day and age of, you know, who knows, online massive company ordering, am I going to get good service or not? It's really nice to have that personal touch. And even the way they communicate, so I guess this is another takeaway, something to think about. They communicated in a way that was really conversational and really friendly. So I wrote, I told them what happened. The person who wrote back wrote an email back that started out like, oh man, sorry, that's a drag. Or, you know, I mean, I don't think they used exactly that word, but that's kind of the vibe I got from it. And it really felt like a friend going, oh man, sorry about that. Let me get you this. Really amazing. Next thing. And this is really big as you're thinking about your company and where you fall in your industry and your marketplace. They not only picked a niche, so you think about their niche. They're not trying to sell sandwich meat to the whole world or meats to the whole world. They're catering to vegans. And specifically, they're looking for vegans who don't want gluten. That's a tight niche. But it's a strong niche, and they found a hole in that niche. Vegans have sandwich meat options they can go out and buy, but to find a sandwich meat that doesn't have gluten, maybe they're out there, but I haven't found them. So they not only picked a niche, they found a way to dominate a category. And so when you look at your particular niche, can you dominate a category? And I'll give you an example in my own business. When I first started my business and I first came up, it was the Train Your Brain CD set. I didn't even have the book yet. I had just grown a business in a direct sales company. And so I knew that industry really well. So I didn't go out and try to be mindset for everyone, whether you're trying to lose weight or have a good relationship or build a business. I specifically catered to people who are entrepreneurs, but then I tightened that niche even more. Not just entrepreneurs, not even just network marketers. I didn't even deal with network marketers. It was specifically party plan direct sellers for mindset. Mindset for party plan direct sellers. Like, that's such a tight niche. It was easy for me to dominate that niche. There was nobody else doing that but me. And such is the case with Plant Provisions. Again, if you're out there and you have a company where you're selling this, I'm sorry if I'm not acknowledging you. But to my knowledge, we don't know of anybody else who's selling gluten-free sandwich meats. And so they are able to own that niche. They're the only ones. They found a hole in it. So think about that for yourself. How can you tighten up so you can own it and you're the only option? You don't have any competition. You're the only option, right? Okay, so The other thing is that they're doing really, really right, and this was really interesting in our discussion because I wasn't even totally aware of this, is that they know who they want to be in their market, and they have a very strong company mission, and they know how they want to position themselves. They are not just quote-unquote fake meats. They don't want that market. They are actually whole foods. So all of their ingredients are ingredients you can pronounce. All of their ingredients are whole foods ingredients. So they take a beet and make it taste really, really good so that you want to put it on a sandwich. And so this is a really, again, very specific, unique position to be in. And it's something they're doing right because they're very passionate about their message and they're very unique in their message. Again, I hate to say it, but I don't know a lot of people that are taking whole foods and creating these quote unquote fake meats with them. So very unique, very clear on who they want to be. In fact, I'll tell you something. When we had our discussion, when they interviewed me and we had our discussion about their company, this was the one thing that I could see in their marketing that I think they could lead with in a stronger way. At the time we talked, I was really thinking about texture and taste and things like that that are so important to me when I buy products. Like, they have to taste good. They have to have nice texture. We're foodies here. We're really picky about that. But I realized that's so important to me because it's given that we only want to eat food that are made from good ingredients. And it's a really important thing. And so in hindsight, looking at what this company is doing, that's something they could probably be leading with even stronger. It's so much a part of who they are, they probably don't even realize that that could be a stronger part of their messaging. And so the question for you then, like, how does this apply to your business, is what thing is so normal to you that you forget to talk about it? What thing are you doing so automatically that you forget it's a big deal because it's so much a part of who you are? What could you be leading with in a stronger way? You know, one of the things we do here at the Mind Aware is we're very customer service oriented too. Thanks to our amazing happiness ambassador, Mary Jane, we are very customer service oriented, and, you know, we go above and beyond, and we're customer centric. We try to think with, like, what would I want if I was in their position? So we don't even really talk about it because it's just who we are and what we expect to be. So think about those things for you. What things are you automatically doing that actually are really revolutionary and set you apart? And then finally, the last thing is actually the first thing I mentioned already, which is reaching out to clients and getting input. So one of the things they asked when they reached out to clients, like, those are all the things they're doing right. And so they're doing so much right. What questions do they have now? What questions could they have now as they expand or build bigger? And they had some really good questions. Like, they were asking things like, what other products would you like to see from us? And, you know, what can we do better? And are there any other flavor profiles you'd like? And this type of thing. And in our discussion, when I was talking with them, one of the things I was thinking about, and I bring it up here because I think it applies to all of us in business, is that sometimes as entrepreneurs, it's easy for us to want to go on to the next thing. We get something done and we're good at it and we start to have traction and success on it. And then the first thing is like, okay, now what can I create? What's the next thing I can create? What's the next thing, right? And I mean, believe me when I say I am totally guilty of that, right? How many programs do you keep putting out programs because it's fun to create another and another one? And so when I was talking with them, I was actually talking to myself as much as anything, is that as entrepreneurs, sometimes we have to decide, do we want to own our niche fully and become known as the only alternative nationwide? Like, just dominate something so much that people don't even know about the other things. You know, during COVID, Zoom did that. There are certainly other video conferencing systems you can use to talk to each other. Everybody now uses Zoom like it's a verb. Let's have a Zoom. Is that a noun? That's a noun. Are we Zooming? That's the verb. Let's have a Zoom. You know, it's like it dominated it in a year. And this company has that already and has the opportunity to expand on that. They can say, like, we're just going to do sandwich meat for vegans, and we're going to do it better than anybody else, and we're going to grow, and we're going to get into all the major food stores like Whole Foods, and we're going to expand, and we're going to be investment worthy, and this is going to become our thing. And I don't know the answer to if they should choose that route or if they should take on some other categories. Because, of course, the natural tendency for them is to say, maybe we should do sausage or maybe we should do burgers. And so sometimes as entrepreneurs, we have to decide, like, really, where is our energy and our time best spent? Which path do we want to take? Do we want to expand what we have, or do we want to go on? And I gave them honest advice when I was being interviewed as a customer in saying, you know, you're going to be hard pressed to get me away from eating Beyond Burger or Beyond Sausages. Now, having said that, when they're leading with the fact that they're Whole Foods and that this is what sets them apart, they're made from real Whole Foods, that puts a whole different spin on things. If suddenly they control the conversation and being Whole Foods becomes more important than the thing I'm used to, like we're just used to getting Beyond or Beyond Sausage, now they control the conversation and eating Whole Foods becomes more important. So there is no right or wrong answer to this, as you know, because when you're brain training, you can pick any path and you'll always be successful. It doesn't matter whether they expand into sausage and burgers or whether they just dominate and become the sandwich kings of the world. You know, either path they can dominate when they're training their brains, right? Training your brains gives you the option to do whatever you want to do. But it's something for all of us to think about. You know, as entrepreneurs, sometimes we need to reel it in and say, okay, really rethink and get some clarity on what do we want? What do we want for our businesses? Do we want to be the absolute only choice dominant in our niche, or do we want to expand our market? Food for thought. Anyway, I thought it was really, really interesting having the conversation with them and looking at a different kind of a business. I really find e-commerce exciting, and especially an e-commerce company that was grown during COVID in such an unusual but growing niche of veganism. And so everybody out there, if you're vegan or you're playing with eating vegan foods, I highly recommend checking out plantprovisions.co. And for your own business, think about some of the things I said here today. You know, reach out to your customers and get their input. See what they think about your business. You know, give the best customer service possible. Find the hole in your niche and own it. Own that hole in your niche and then position yourself with a company message that's important to you. How are you different? Really own that difference in your company and decide the best path for you based on your desires and your company message and your big dream and your mission, and then just train your brain to get there, because you know how to do that. You know why? Because you're a brain trainer and you're here and you totally got this.
It's not a hell yes, it's a no.
Very good, yes.
Don't be afraid to make the change. The world will go on.
If you're not pissing people off, you're not doing it right.
Practice mindful walking.
Stay outside of your comfort zone, because that's where the magic happens.
How many people we know who get to the top of the ladder and, as Stephen Covey beautifully said, find that it's leaning against the wrong wall?
Pause and give this moment my full love and attention.
Feedback does not ever tell you anything about yourself. It tells you about the person or the people giving the feedback.
Am I being driven by my greed? Am I being driven by my pride or my ego?